Now we did Rebel by David Bowie, and I'm so proud that it came out as well as it did, although you heard the slowed down version. So when you hear it out in January, hopefully it'll be the normal speed. Sorry about that, but that was the big teaser for tonight. The next thing up that we're going to play is a couple more bands from people that I know in the Boston music scene. And the first one is from a guitar player and singer in Little Billy Lost, who played in a band here in New England back in the late 70s, early 80s. You might know of them, the Atlantics. Here we go.
Shivers, yeah, yeah, yeah. The pop shivers, yeah, yeah, yeah. The pop shivers, yeah, yeah, yeah. The pop shivers, shakes, rattles and rolls. Please somebody save me, somebody get me. news, nothing to do. So crazy on you. No time can get away for an hour. Nothing to do, nothing to lose. Well, every time I tell you, seven times I will remind you. All the time I'm wasted. Heaven knows I've tried but hasted. Every time I tell you, seven times I will remind you. All the time I've wasted now. I don't want to know. Can't get away for an hour. Can't get enough. I'm out of power. I can't relax. I just live up the facts. When I got nothing to do, nothing to lose. Every time I tell you, seven times I will remind you. All the time I've wasted. Heaven knows I tried but hasted. Every time I tell you, seven times I will remind you. All the time I've wasted now. I don't want to know. I don't really wanna know.
All right. Keeping It in the Family. That song you just heard was by Two Saints. And the bass player in Little Billy Lost, Patrick Moynihan, used to play in Two Saints, and that song was called Valentine. Before that, we heard one of James Melanson's old bands, or current bands, he still plays in these bands from time to time, Charcoal. And that song is called Nothing to Lose. Every once in a while, even Little Billy Lost plays Nothing to Lose. It's a great song. Before that, another one of James Melanson's bands, Pop Gun. We heard Middle Class Badass. And before that, the infamous, the famous, the beautiful man himself, Fred Pineau, from his band, The Atlantics, and their classic hit, Pop Shivers. So before we actually get into the next block of music, I'm going to do two things. One, I'm going to take care of, first I'm going to do a station ID. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. And now I'm going to do a PSA. Get that out of the way. Numbers to think about. Prescription drugs versus medical marijuana. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, the Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, so before we get into the next block, we here in the Boston music community lost a very dear and beautiful friend of ours, Jay Potts. And I could talk for, 15, 20 minutes on all the beautiful things he did and all the bands that he played in. Well, it turns out that the bass player in Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones, Andrew Padua, played in like at least 3 or 4 of those bands with Jay Potts. And he got together with a bunch of people at the Magic Room, and they are going to be doing a benefit, a memorial benefit for Jay Potts this Sunday, December 4th, at the Magic Room in Norwood. And it's going to be a beautiful get-together. They're going to be playing a bunch of music that Jay was a part of. Many people are going to be there. It's going to be one of these moments where we can all get together and share our love for Jay and each other and enjoy each other while we're still here. But Jay really was just a beloved human being, amazing drummer, by the way. It's one of the reasons why I friended him way back in the 1985, middle 80s, because he impressed me first for his brilliant drum playing. And then, once you talk to him, then you realize what a beautiful human being he is. And, we stayed friends this whole time. So his passing was just very, very sad. If you can, come on out to Magic Room in Norwood, Massachusetts this Sunday, December 4th, and help remember Jay. So God bless him, and I hope to see you there. So keeping with that theme, one of the bands that Andrew Padua, the bass player in Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones, played in with Jay Potts as well as Keith Smith, was a band called Cobalt 60. And I think the song I'm playing now is actually when they were legally allowed to call themselves Cobalt 60 before they had to change it to C60. Hey, it happens. Been there. So stay tuned. Here we go. Cobalt 60.
dad was pinches technically an eagle.
All right, so a couple more of my bandmates here. That was from Cul-de-Sac, Jonathan LeMaster, the violin and theremin player in Smitty Smitty and the Festones, and their song Nico's Dream. Before that, we had Two Saints, Andrew Padua, and the late, great Jay Potts with that single Valentine. So we're at that point of the show. Well, we're going to have the guest Studio D band, Violet Knox, play for us this evening. And they should be coming up shortly. I got the pod up, and we can hear anything that they have going on in the studio now. You want to take it away?
Greetings, beautiful people. We are Violet Knox. Spaceport 5. are Violet Knox.
Yeah.
This is going to be our last song. This is called Censor, from a recent German compilation that we were on called Empire of the Four Moons on Gruselsome Records, Germany. I want to thank Joel and WMFO and everybody for letting us come on here and play. You guys have been so supportive, and in my opinion, one of the best stations in the city for supporting local music. We really appreciate that. We appreciate everybody listening. Stay tuned for an interview, and much love to everyone.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.